on your brother and sister.
Yeah, 这个今天就是牧师派我跟弟兄姐妹一起分享。
So Pastor Chen arranged me to speak with you guys this morning.
Yeah, 牧师, 他是很累啊, 他是一个, 他是一直每个礼拜在那边讲道, 所以他就是每三个月, 他可以放假一次, 所以让我把我排上来, 所以牧师他可以放假。
And Pastor Chen has been working extremely hard, so he arranged some other speakers that he can take a little break once a while.
Yeah, 今天那个牧师跟师母已经在网上了，所以我们还是。 虽然他你没有看到他，他其实也在我们，跟我们一起敬拜。Even
though he's not here physically, but he is on the Zoom with us.
Yeah, 我们这个前一阵子，我们都是在我在跟大弟兄姐妹分享，都是利用这个诗篇第三篇跟第四篇，然后今天是第五篇。And
in the past, I've shared with you Psalm on Psalm 3 and 4. Today, I'm going to share with you Psalm 5.
他们那个时候，那个大卫那个时候写这个诗篇的时候，他的情形并不是哇，像我们现在在北美那样子很舒舒服服的生活哈。And
at the time when he wrote the Psalm from 3 to 5, that he has a difficult life.
Yeah, 今天刚刚早吃，刚刚我们在主日学的时候。 杨宏弟兄还在那边讲，他说：“啊，像以前的时候，他们生他们的亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们带着全家，他们孩子都好听话。”And
so, Brother Hong will share with us that in the past, Abraham took their kids, and their kids were very obedient.
他说：“然后现在今天的这个孩子们呐，他们就是有科技很多，所以他们现在都不太听父母亲的话了。”And
nowadays, the kids that have a lot of things they can enjoy, like a technology, so a lot of time they don't. Listen to their parents.
但是你要看看啊，我们今天我们讲的这个大卫他现在处的环境。But
let's look at what the David's situation he was in.
他的孩子没有几个跟着听他话的。And
some of his children did not obey him either.
甚至这个他的一个儿子亚沙龙，而且要杀他，要夺他的王位。And
actually, one of his sons actually want to kill him to take his kingdom.
哇，在那个时候。 我想我们现在孩子，我还是喜欢现在的孩子哈。And
I probably still like my kids a little bit better now.
他们那个时候，那个大卫的孩子，还有他们自己中间互相的残杀。And
very often their children were fighting among themselves.
啊，不是玩 game 的里面玩残杀哈。And
they're not killing during the game. They are truly physically killing someone.
哇，所以你别以为说是啊，大卫他是很舒服，哎呀，他这个神有神的眷顾。 所以他的神的赐福，所以他的生活很平稳。And
don't think David was in a very comfortable situation at the time.
但是你今天看到他今天写这个情形的时候，是他的儿子已经在那个在他们抢了把这个耶路撒冷他的皇宫都抢去了。And
at the time, his son actually already seized the
palace.
The palace.
Yeah, 所以当他这个他们的儿子要来的时候，他自己。 他们的朋友跟他的侍从跟他讲说，赶快走，赶快逃，赶快就过了这个希伦西，赶快逃，免得你的命要都不保了。So
at that time, his soldier was telling him, "You gotta run, you gotta escape."
今天不是别的敌人，这是他的儿子哎。And
talk about the enemy, actually was his son.
结果他跑的时候连鞋子都没有穿就跑了。And
he left without his shoes on.
哇，他这样子跑的时候嘞，然后他在这个。 他到了这个过了希伦西以后，他晚上整个晚上没睡觉。And
when he crept across the river, he could not sleep all night long.
所以那个时候我就是在诗篇第三篇，你看他讲，他在那边读，在那边这个写这个诗篇的时候，你没有想到他会在这个情形。And
so when he wrote the Psalms number 3, that never you can imagine he was in that difficult situation.
在第四篇的时候，你也看不出来，但是他都知道。 神是他的盾牌。And
in the Psalm 4, you could not tell he was in that difficult situation as well.
今天我们要看的第五篇也是一样，你也看到他神是他的盾牌。And
today we look in the Psalm 5 that talk about God is his shield.
照着第十二节的时候，他不但说是神是他的盾牌，他说他以他的恩典当做他围绕着他做他的盾牌。And
so that God uses favor. To surround him as with a shield.
Yeah, 有的时候，我想今天我们今天来看到这个诗篇第五篇的时候，我们就看看从里面学学我们怎么样来祷告。
And let's see what we can learn about prayer in Psalm 5.
我们刚才唱的诗歌要我们要更像耶稣，真的只有借着我们有这个正确的祷告的这样子对象跟心情的时候，神的荣耀的这个 image 这个荣美的样子才会印在我们心里。
So only we can, just like the song we just sing earlier, to be more like Jesus, only to be more like Jesus that we can see that image of him.
Yeah, 所以我在想说，有的时候我们祷告哈，我在想那个上两个礼拜牧师他也是有一个讲道，他讲到就是爱哈。
And so the last time, two times, the Pastor Chen talked about love.
他就讲到自私的爱，然后依靠上帝的爱，与神亲密的爱，然后与神联合的爱。
There are four degrees of love. Talk about selfish love, dependence on God's love, and also intimacy with God's love, and also be united with God's love.
哇，然后上次我们祷告会的时候，嘉玲姐她本来想要用这四个变成祷告。一个变成自私爱的祷，自私的祷告。
So when Sister Catherine want to use this to apply our prayers, the first one is selfish prayers.
然后再来是依靠上帝的祷告。
And second one is depend on God's prayer.
然后与神亲密的祷告。
And thirdly is intimacy with God's prayer.
与神联合的祷告。
And the last one, united with God's prayer.
但是我们时间不够，她没有带到。
Because we didn't have enough time, so she didn't finish it.
Yeah, 我在想说，真的有的时候我们的祷告是不是都是自私的祷告？
And most of the time, our prayer are very selfish prayers.
是不是就像你 去 把耶稣当作活菩萨，到了神面前，就是为了我的需要，为了我自私的东西，我向神祷告。
It's like a Buddha. Whenever we need something, we ask for it.
哇，在这个在台湾，我知道我在台湾长大的，在台湾呢，他去到一个地方去拜啊，当时我这个需要，我需要你不给我，哦，我明天换一家。
And so I was growing up in Taiwan, so we go to different temples. If this one doesn't work, I go to another temple.
Oh, 这个，然后再，但是我们继续做基督徒，没有换的了。
And but as a Christian, can you change God?
所以有的时候我们今天真正我们要看看我们的祷告，到底什么是我们的祷告。
And we really look deeply what's our prayers.
所以像那个第二部分的呢，有的时候我们爱主的祷告也是为了我们自己的需要。
And sometimes we love God because only we want our own, we want something from Him.
然后呢，再往第三层去的时候呢，有的时候我们的祷告虽然就变成说是爱主，为了爱主的祷告。
And the third degree is talk about yes, we do love you, we pray with for you, we pray to you.
然后最后一个是与神联合，就是以神的心为心的祷告。
And the last one is united with God. You think of whatever God.Will please God and you pray about it.
就像今天唱刚刚我们唱的诗歌啊，真是今天我们到神面前来的时候，不再是我自己有怎么样，乃是看到神的荣耀在我身上怎么样。
So like the song we sing earlier, that is no longer see ourselves is what God wants.
Okay, 让我们看这个大卫他的祷告哈。
And let's look at the David's prayer.
Yeah, 我想先因为他这个有十二节，我就分了，就把它分了四段。我们先来读，我先来读这个中文，然后希林读英文哈。
And so we're going to divide to four parts, and there's a total of 12 verses.
耶和华啊，求你留心听我的言语，顾念我的思念。
Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation.
我的王，我的神，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祈祷。
Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray.
耶和华啊，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct to you, and I will look up.
哇，你看到他没有这个？你有没有看到他祷告的时候，主啊，我要这个，我要那个，有没有要东西？
And do you see the prayer ask the Lord that I want this, I want that?
我们的祷告怎么样？
But what's our prayer?
所以我想这个我们一来的时候就是一个清单呢。
And we have a list when we pray to God.
哇，我们今天看到一到神面前的大卫，第一个到神的面前，他说：“求你留心听我的祷告。”
However, when we look at David's prayer, it's to say, Lord, please consider my meditation.
所以在这个地方，陈牧师教我们读圣经的方法哈，这边有几个我的。
And so Pastor Chen has taught us how to study the Bible. Here, talk about me.
哇，这边是一开始的时候，先准备自己的心， 求你听啊，求听我的言语，我的思想，我的王，我的神，求垂听我的祷告，我的声音跟我的心意。
So here to talk about, please listen to my prayer and give my ears, O Lord, and my King, and my God.
所以你今天在一到神面前的时候，你把你自己全部都交给神了。
So when you come before the Lord, you give all yourself to the Lord.
所以在这边他这边的祷告里面呢，你可以看到他有三种的祷告，一个祷告是有声音的。
So there are three types of prayer here. One is audible.
有一个是没有声音的。
And the second one is a silent prayer.
最后一个祷这边讲的还有一个祷告，那呼求是心灵里面对神敞开的。
And the other one is a crying inside your heart.
我们今天跟神的祷告是在哪一部分？
And so what kind of prayer that you are in?
哇，有的时候我们觉得就只是言语，叭叭叭叭叭叭叭走了。
And a lot of time we just is verbally that we pray to God, and then after finish it, we leave.
Yeah, 所以在这个地方，他大卫他一开始他有声音的祷告，他说：“求主留心听我的言语。”
And so give my ear and listen my words.
他说：“我真正有这个渴望要亲近主，而且要跟有主交通。”
I have this desire. I want to be close to you. I have a fellowship with you.
Yeah, 我们今天这个一开始的时候，我说神他祷告的时候，我也在那边在思想。难道神他不会听吗？难道神他不会这个听我们的呼求吗？而且还垂耳怜悯吗？
So when I have a question, doesn't God listen to our prayer? Doesn't know what we need?
哇，我在想说我们早上起来的时候，神你根本没有睡觉。
And we gotta remember when we get up in the morning, God doesn't sleep.
所以今天一开始的时候，在早上的祷告，他就开始，其实他就借着这个。来准备自己的心到神面前。
And so David prepared his heart come before the Lord.
哇，他今天说主啊，求你这个留心听我的言语。真是在这边，虽然他其实表示说他自己讲话，他是非常小心的。
And、here David talk about give ear to my words, O Lord.
然后顾念我的心思或者我的叹息。
And consider my meditation and my sigh.
哇，神啊，你知道我有些话语讲不出来。
And even though there's so many things I want to talk to you about, I cannot express it.
我们有的时候常常神他今天也希望我们今天到神面前，有的时候你不一定要用话，你的心思，你在那边思念，你在那边感觉神的神性，哇，这个时候你都可以当做你的祷告。
And sometimes maybe you do not have the vocal saying, when you pray, but very often your meditation just very silently, God listen as well.
然后你可以在里面又看到一个呢，求你。求你顾念，所以在英文里面他是说 consider， 只是你自己求主自己觉得你自己觉得你要给我就给我，你今天要你要怎么做由神来做，由主权在神。
And the authority is up to God here. Talk about consider my meditation.
呀，叫只是叫神，真是 consider， 只是来想来参考。我今天在你面前的感觉。
So for God is to consider how I feel.
所以今天神他今天我们的祷告甚至没有讲话的，没办法讲出来的话的啊，这个神他也是听的。
And so even our silent prayers, God hears as well.
所以在罗马书第八章第二十六节，常常有的时候我们都是讲不出话的时候，圣灵他是亲自用说不出的叹息为我们祷告。
And so in the Roman chapter 8 talk about the Holy Spirit intercede with a groan.
Yeah, 我们今天到了今天没有声音的祷告的时候，知道圣灵在我们里面。
And so that even though we don't know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit is in us.
然后再一个祷告是这个呼求的祷告。
And another one is talk about cry out to pray.
我在这个时候到神面前的，我向他的儿子要来杀他。
And think about I come before the Lord, and his son was trying to kill him.
他甚至他的那个最好的那个参谋总长都已经跑到亚撒龙那边想办法怎么样来出计谋来抓他。
The person was on David's side actually went to his son's side.
这个时候他的感觉连话语都讲不出来。
And those betrayal, he cannot even express it.
他这个时候连这个思想他都没办法去想他的儿子会来杀他。
He can't even fathom his son was trying to kill him.
所以在这个时候圣灵他也是听我们的祷告。
But here, Holy Spirit also pray for us.
他真是在我们心灵深处的那个那样子的祷告，你就说神啊， 像那个摩西在这个过约旦河的时候，他也是看到这个后面有追兵，那他也一点都没有办法的时候。
And so it's like Moses tried to cross the river, and then he was helpless.
所以他怎么对神呼求？
So he cried out to the Lord.
他没有话语。
He did not have words for it.
哎，弟兄姐妹，我们有没有有的时候在那种环境底下
？And sometimes you are in that situation as well.
我知道我们常常有的生活里面，不是我们今天有些事情临到我们。我们实在是连话语的感觉都是非常 mix， 没办法到神没办法讲出来。
And sometimes we're in a difficulty, we cannot even express any words to the Lord.
有的时候看到环境，哇，怎么会这个样子？神啊，我是跟随你的人啊，这个时候对神都甚至有失望的时候。
And very often we're in the circumstances that we're very disappointed. How can those things happen to me?
在这边大卫就说，神啊，求你听我的呼求，我现在怎么我都不晓得我这个怎么会有这个样子。
And David said, please listen my cry.
神他就是在我们在没有言语有言语甚至我们的感觉心灵的那个呼求，神他都听的。
God listened to our verbal prayers, God listened to our silent prayer, and God listened to our deep prayer.
Yeah, 所以他在这边 他就讲到 他说清晨他说我的王我的神啊。
And my Lord, my God.
呀，在这当我们叫主耶稣是我们的主是我们的神的意思是什么，就是说你来掌权。
And so when we call my Lord, my King, and we talk about you are in charge.
呀，神啊，今天的环境虽然这样子不行，但是我知道你行。
Even though the circumstances are very difficult, but I know you're still in charge.
神常常是在这种我们心态里面的认定神的时候，神让我们经历他的同在。
And when we only willing to recognize that He is in charge, that yeah, we can learn.
Yeah, 我们在我们的中文的主日学里面就最近也在看到，神他是立约的神，他是信实的神，他是守诺言的神。Yeah, 他是而且在新约里面他是血盟约的神。
And so in our Chinese sometimes we talk about God is a God of a covenant and God's a God of a promise and the blood covenant.
哇，弟兄姐妹们，你们觉得神不够信实吗？
You don't think God is faithful?
你觉得神的应许不够你吗？不够你用吗？
And you don't feel that he has enough promise for you?
啊，在圣经教我们真是要认定一个神，我们不能同时侍奉两个神。
And in the Bible teaches us that we cannot have two masters, only one.
每次的生活的碰到的情况都是选择都在你。
And so every circumstance that we're facing, you have that choice.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当你看到难处的时候，你可以决定说我用我的方法。
And so when you're facing difficulty, you can decide whether to use my way.
或者说你今天神啊，我今天给你 choice 一二三四五，你可以选一个。
Well, you give the God the multiple choice, one, two, three, four, five. Which one you gonna pick?
然后还是一个，你今天说神啊，今天我把这个事情交在你的面前，我都没有办法用我的言语讲，但是我 trust you， 我信靠你。
But even though you didn't know how to express to the Lord, but you trust God to let God to be in charge.
然后在这边又可以看到，他说这个是早晨的祷告。
And we talk about that he pray in the morning.
呀，这个早上的时候，我想这个意思就是说，在我今天一开始，我就是以神来控制我的今天的一天。
And talk about early in the morning, very beginning of the morning, you let God in control.
呀，所以每一个人的早晨的 definition 不一样哈。
Everybody has a different definition of a morning.
像西林的早晨大概是五点多六点多。
My morning usually start at 5 o'clock.
我的早晨差不多是八点多。
He's passing 8 o'clock.
有人的早晨呢是十一点多。
And some people's morning maybe 11 o'clock.
但是呢，不管是什么，它就是早晨，就是我一天刚刚开始的时候。
Regardless, that talk about the first thing in the morning.
我另外一方面呢，我也自己看到这个早上啊，像这个每次要教主日学啦，像准备要服事，特别是在话语上的服事的话，只有早上的时间。
And very often I notice that the morning time probably is the best.
那下午啊，这个时候已经做事，你的脑子已经不太都被东西的分散了。
And in the afternoon, I get distracted and occupied.
所以耶稣的祷告，耶稣也是常常在天气那个太阳都还没有亮以前，天还亮以前， 耶稣就去祷告去了。
And very often Jesus do the same thing. Very early in the morning, he went to pray.
那个玛拿是什么时候出来的
？When was the manna showed up?
太阳一出来就没有了。
You got to remember when the sun rise and it disappeared.
然后圣殿的门是看从哪边开的
？Where the temple, the door
也是往东边开的
，is toward the east.
早上这个太阳一出来的时候，神的荣耀充满了全殿。
When the in the morning, God's glory filled the temple.
Yeah, so, 所以不管你今天的这个你的时间是你的早上是几点钟
And regardless what time is your morning, what hour is your morning?
我们都试试看在你今天要做你今天忙碌的事情以前、啊、先到神的面前
Before you become very busy, start come before the Lord.
然后他在这边说我、这个、他就说我早晨你必听我的声音早晨我必向你陈明我的心意
And so in the morning that you, I will direct to you and I will look up.
有人把这个我们的祷告啊当作射箭。
And so somebody described the prayer as the archery.
他就说这个祷告啊就是像一个射箭对准了神去射。
And so it's you shooting the arrow toward the God.
就是我们的心是完全是对着神的。
Our heart directly go to God.
然后呢他这后面并要警醒他就说在里面然后等候神的回答
and be the conscientious waiting for God's prayer answer
你有没有看到有的时候我们的祷告就有点也是有点像射箭、啊、
and sometimes our prayer is like archery
但是我们射箭就 pew 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 然后 他怎么样下来我们都不管
and we're just shooting aimlessly
我们今天常常有的时候我们今天的祷告第一个你不晓得真的是为射到哪里去了
You have no idea where is the arrow goes to
然后你今天祷告的结果你也不记得了
And you don't remember the result of the prayer
哇我们今天但是你看这个大卫的祷告他在这边的这个希伯来文的意思是陈明的意思是说就有点像献祭一点一步一部分的把它摆设在神的面前
It's like the offer the sacrifice before the Lord
Yeah, 你今天是准备了柴你今天准备了祭物然后等你点了火这个烟这个上去的时候你就在那边等候神对你的回答
You're waiting right after you're offering the woods and your sacrifice
哎，我们早上的祷告不是说神啊今天求你自己保守我一天这个有平安阿们走掉了
And your prayer is like let me have a good day have a peace and you're done
Yeah, 真的我们今天的祷告在这个大卫这边讲的他说必向你陈明我的心意就是把我所有的这个要祷告的都一项一项摆在神的面前然后等候神的回答
So I will direct to you that I will look up
然后看借着神的回答让我们经历神
So from his answer that we can experience him
所以当我们今天我们的祷告给神的时候今天神的常常他给我们的回答是反而我们今天祷告可能你是像 要东西但是神他今天是改变你
And so very often we offer our prayers we want something from God but on the contrary he is changing you
Yeah 我们这样子越来越像基督这个是神的心意
And that is why we more like Jesus
所以再往下他这个在第四节到第八节我再来读哈
Let's read verse 4-8
因为你不喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能与你同居。
So, sorry, for you are not God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you.
狂傲的人不能站在你眼前，凡作孽的都是你所恨恶的。
The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity.
说谎言的你必灭绝，好流人血的弄诡诈的都是耶和华所憎恶的
You should destroy those who speak falsehood The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man
哇在这边又是这个时候他就刚才我们都是我的我的我的现在变成你的你的你的你的
And from mine and me now is you
所以当他一到神的面前的时候他把自己的心意敞开的时候他马上就感觉到神的圣洁
And so he can, once he opens his heart to the Lord he senses God's holiness
所以在这个特别就是在这个在这个第四节五节六节里面他就讲说你就讲了五次
And here talk about you five times
是不是我们今天到神面前的时候，你都还没有感觉到神的同在，你还没有感觉到神的圣洁，你还没觉得到你到他面前需要认罪，你就已经阿们了，走了。
And very often you come before the Lord before you even sense His holiness, His presence, you already say bye.
哇，你那个祷告不是祷告啊。
And that is not prayer.
什么是祷告？祷告是跟神 communicate 这两边的哈。
And so what is prayer is 跟神沟通。
所以我们刚才先是把我们心准备好到神面前，愿意听神的话语。
And first, we prepare our hearts before the Lord, to willing to listen to Him.
然后我们越思想到神，就越想到神的这个圣洁。
The more we think of Him, then we can, sense His holiness.
就是在像这个以赛亚他见到了这个异象了以后，他就马上想到自己的罪。
And like Isaiah talk about when he see God, then he senses his sin.
所以在那个以赛亚书六章第五节他就说，那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我的嘴唇是不洁的，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，因为我眼间看到大君王万军之耶和华。他看到神的时候，他就看到 他自己的这个不洁，跟看到我们这周围的人都不洁。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 5, Woe to me, I cry, I'm ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips. I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Once you see the Lord, you see yourself as unclean.
Yeah, 我们今天到神面前祷告，甚至都不给我们自己有时间去经历神的圣洁。
And very often we do not spend time to experience God's holiness.
你今天到了神的面前，你如果说是没有感觉到的神的圣洁，那表示说你今天跟神根本不亲近。
And so very often you do not sense God's holiness. It tells us that you are not very close to Him.
我们到神面前的时候，不但说是要求神听我们的祷告，我们一开始想到神，就看到神他不喜悦的东西。
And so we come before the Lord, beside that we pray to Him, we have to see whatever is not pleasing to Him.
然后我们就可以借着耶稣基督的宝血向神认罪，得到赦免。
So Jesus Christ's blood that we can confess to Him and be clean.
所以在这个希伯来书十二章第十四节，他说要我们追求圣洁，就非圣洁没有人能够见到主。
In the Hebrew chapter 12 or 14, talk about we all need to be try to pursue holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
在诗篇六十六篇十八节，他说：“我心里如果注重这个罪孽，主他并不听。”
And Psalm 66 verse 18, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
Yeah, 真是我在想，我们今天的祷告千万别变成拜活菩萨哈。
And so not let our prayer become just a prayer to Buddha.
把你要的东西跟这个菩萨讲，然后把那个签啪一摔啊，打回答怎么样，我就回家了。
And you give a list to Buddha and ask Buddha to listen, and then you go home.
我们的祷告是要跟神亲近，然后看到神的圣洁，跟看到我们在神面前有些的不洁。借着耶稣的宝血可以得到赦免。
So when we come before the Lord, we need to want to be intimate with God, and then also to see holiness and to see what is unclean in us.
Yeah, 在你的祷告里面有没有包括认罪的祷告
？Do you always have a confession prayer?
你没有经过认罪的祷告，你怎么会感觉到神与你同在
？If you do not confess your sin, how can you see the God's presence?
所以就像这边讲说，就是变成了狂傲的人。我们今天到神面前。我是什么都很好的。
And so when you become a very arrogant before the Lord.
然后我们今天有的时候我们做的事情啊，有的做的神不喜悦的事情，到神面前也没有得到光照。
And so even the sins that we have committed that we come before the Lord, we do not see the light shine on us.
有的时候我们今天到了神面前，还在把我们的一些诡计，我们在世界上生活的一些 strategy 这个诡计。啊，这个都是神都没有让你感觉到你犯在神面前需要神的赦免的话，那你今天的祷告实在是没有意义的祷告。
The things you do in the world like a deceitfulness that you still continue to do and without knowing that it's wrong.
Yeah, 因为今天如果说是我们不在神面前有祷告啊，在有祷告有认罪的祷告的话，神他不会与我们同在。
If we do not come to the Lord, have a confession.Then God cannot be present.
我们在神面前没有办法站立。
We cannot stand in His sight.
然后他这边说，还有是神所恨恶的，要灭绝的，要他是被是一个憎恨的东西。
And cannot dwell, destroy, and hate it.
Yeah, 所以当我们今天看到神面前的时候， 有准备心来听神的话语啊，在这个时候求神来听我们话语的时候，那时候就看到我们的一些的罪需要经过神的赦免。
And so when we come before the Lord, we know that we need to confess our sin and need to be forgiven.
然后在这个时候，他就是至于我，就看到我自己了，就产生敬畏的心。
And here it's talk about I will.
然后第七节，在第七节跟第八节，至于我，我必凭你丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所，我必存敬畏你的心向你的殿下拜。
But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple.
耶和华啊，求你因我的仇敌，凭你的公义引领我，使你的道路在我面前正直。
Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face.
哇，你就看这个第七、第八里面，他就讲到我，又讲了五次，讲到你，讲了六次。这个时候就开始有沟通了哈。
And so in the beginning, talk about my or me, then later talk about you. Here, talk about us. There's a communication.
哇，所以当我们今天进到神的面前。要求准备我们的心，求神来听我们有言语的话，的祷告，没有言语的祷告，然后心灵的祷告，然后到神面前求主的圣灵来光照我们，看到神的圣洁，求主赦免我们的一切的不义。
So when we come before the Lord, we have a silent prayer and we have the prayer loud and also the very deep prayer from our hearts. And when we confess our sin, then God can shine His light on us.
所以在这个等我们奉当我们这个认罪完了以后，我们就知道我们可以凭着神的恩这个慈爱到神面前来了。
And so we know once we confess our sin, we can be forgiven because His mercy.
啊，神的恩典是丰盛的，比你根本想都想不到。
And His mercy is so multitude.
耶稣也是讲，他说你们要，耶稣他来是要我们得生命。
And so God come is want us to receive life.
得怎么样的生命
？What kind of life？
更丰盛的生命。
The、abundant life.
哇，今天我们看到神的这个慈爱，不只是慈爱，是丰盛的慈爱。
We are talk about abundant life, a multitude of mercy.
我们今天都是神家的人。
And we are all the in the family.
我们今天都已经蒙了耶稣基督的宝血的这个爱的关系，真是把我们的罪都洗了。
Because it's love that He has washed our sins.
就是我们的罪虽然很多，但是凭丰盛神的丰盛的慈爱，我们都得到赦免了。
Because it's the multitude of mercy that our sin have been forgiven.
在诗篇32篇第一节跟第五节讲说，得赦免其过，遮盖其罪，这个人是有福的。
And in Psalm 32, verse 1, talk about, Blessed is whose transgression are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
Yeah, 我们今天到神面前不是说是神啊，我今天在你面前感谢主，因为你的恩典，我没有犯罪。
And so you don't come to the Lord and say, thank you for your mercy, that I did not commit any sins.
会不会像这个彼得。别人众人都跌倒，我不会跌倒。
Or like Peter, everybody fall, that I will not fall.
今天我们到神面前，当你这样子有高傲的心的话，你感觉不到神的灵没有办法跟你同在。
When you're so arrogant and prideful that you will not experience God's presence.
所以在这个诗篇，在他继续第五节的，他说：“我向你承认我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我一切的罪恶。”
Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
哇，弟兄姐妹，刚才我就我很喜欢的那个英文的讲是个 guilt。我们常常有的犯了罪以后啊，不但说是今天做坏事，这个事情是本身是一个错的事。
And so very often we were committed sin. There is not only the things we do was wrong.
今天做了事坏做错了以后你有 guilt 你有一个这个良心里面的这个内疚
And very often you carry a guilt feeling
哇这有的时候常常撒旦就是借着你的这个内疚来控告你
And Satan accuse you because you have a guilt
所以当我们在这个去见到神的时候撒旦可以说哈这个林恩森你就像我们在主日学的你就像这个雅各
And so sometimes the Satan can accuse me.
抓这个事做那个事
It's like Jacob, you always try to grab.
但是呢只有耶稣基督 说我已经为他这些罪都付了代价了。
But only Jesus Christ can say, I already pay the price for your sins.
弟兄姐妹们，真是我们今天不要让撒旦把我们的过错变成拦阻我们与神亲近的关系的东西。
And don't let Satan accuse us to become a barrier that to prevent us to get close to God.
因为神的慈爱是丰盛的。
Because His mercy is a multitude.
然后他这边又想到，他就说让我可以进入你的居所。
So we can come into your house.
哇，我们今天要进入到神的居所。你今天，我们今天来敬拜神，我们是不是就进入到神的居所
？When we come before Lord, we actually come into His house.
还是说我们今天看到神的居所，我们在远远的看啊，觉得啊，你们的神的居所好像是蛮不错的。
Well, we just become a spectator. Oh, that house looks okay.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，我一直常喜欢用一个比喻啊，就是像这个两个人谈恋爱。
I like to use an example like two people fall in love.
Yeah, 当他们 在要谈恋爱以前呢、啊，这个他们先要，是不是他先有一个先来 analyze 什么是爱，爱的 definition。
So before they decide to have a relationship, do they have analyzed what is love all about?
什么是爱，什么不是爱，这个爱是应该怎么样做，爱是什么，啪啪啪啪啪一大堆。
And do they have a condition? What is love? What is not love? And what I should do?
我想我们今天如果说是有做过 analyze 这个爱的人、啊、我想今天都不会结婚哈。
And so if you really analyze the love, you probably will never get married.
Yeah, 但是呢，我们今天这个结婚了，当你两个人相爱的时候，你进到里面去的时候，你写不出来什么是爱，但是你知道你经历到这个爱。
When you are truly in love, that even though you cannot analyze, but you know that is love.
Yeah, 我们今天这神的丰盛是需要我们进到神的里面去。
And so because you want to experience His multitude of mercy, you need to enter His house.
你今天如果是要借着你的这个分解的能力来认识神的丰盛的爱，你永远没办法达经历神的爱。
You can never experience love if you just try to analyze His love.
进到神的爱，就进到里面，就让神的爱，你就会，你让神的爱自己来充满你。
Come to His house that He will fill you up.
啊，真是，特别是他的爱，我在想，我们中间如果说有人还没有接受耶稣基督做你个人救主，你真的需要第一个，先是要去享受罪得赦免的爱。
And so if you have not become a Christian, the most important thing is that you need to experience the sin be forgiven.
哇，这个耶稣基督他今天到这个世界上来，他死在十字架上，就是因为我们世人顶撞神的这个罪，耶稣基督为我们这样子犯的过错，已经在十字架上为我们赎回来了。
The reason he came to the world is because that he came for our sin.
Yeah, 上个礼拜牧师讲的，要我们 meditate, 让我们这个默想神的爱。
And so last week, Pastor Jin talked about meditate His love.
哇，你今天去认识神，不但说是以了解来认识神，真是重要的是每次到神面前来思想神对我们的爱。
Not just to only try to understand, but rather meditate love.
然后在牧师啊，上个礼拜我们说要考考大家哈。第二个，不过刚才那个若曦姐妹已经把答案都讲了。
So I'm going to give you a test. But,
所以说，一个是默想神的爱，第二个是什么？是啊，主啊，我这个叫求主救我呀，这是呼对主的呼求。
And you cry out, say, Lord, save me.
呀，所以我们今天真是在神面前，真是当你一听到，当耶稣一听到你这个说神啊，主啊，你救我的时候
，When Jesus hear you cry out, say, please save me.
这个时候就表示说你不再靠你的能力了。我说神啊，我是依靠你了。
No longer depend on your own ability, but you depend on God.
所以当我们中间若只是去鼓励每一个人，今天还没有接受主的人，真是能够到接受主的救恩。我们说的救恩就是因为顶撞以前顶撞神的这个罪。
If you have not accepted Christ, the most important thing is receive His salvation first.
然后等你得到神的这个赦罪的时候，
When you experience His forgiveness,
我们看到我也经历过好多人，你突然间感觉到他那个心里的释放就开始满脸的就开始哭起来了。
And they're total release once you experience. A lot of people just cry.
哇，你要不要有这样子的经历？你信主要不要有这样子的经历？为了认罪，然后得到神的赦免， 作为你今天信主的凭据。
And then you do you like to experience that? Pastor, confess your sin and then receive the salvation.
然后他下面一个，我要心要向你的殿，向神的殿下拜。
I want to worship you. I want to worship in your temple.
那个时候有没有圣殿是什么时候造的
？And when was temple built?
听他多久？是他的儿子所罗门造的，是不是
？Solomon built the temple.
但是这个时候根本没有圣殿，没有圣殿的这样所谓的圣殿。
There was not a physical holy, the temple.
但是大卫他今天在碰到这种情形的时候，他让他知道神的圣殿并不是住在人间的圣殿。
And talk about the God does not live in the temple that people built.
我相信他这边讲的圣殿也并不是只是住在。我们不但说是只是我们，包括我们住在我们个人的心里的圣殿。
And also that is including the temple in our heart.
所以，因为你到了十一节跟十二节，你就看到大卫的祷告是变成凡事投靠于神的人。
And so in verse 11-12, that everything that look up to the Lord.
所以我们今天向神的敬拜，真是不要把它想到是我们是在。只是在这个 St. Louis Obispo National 教会的这个 Student Union， 这个是神的敬拜。
When you talk about worship, not only limit to the physical place on Sunday at the Nazarene Church.
哇，你今天的敬拜，你就看到今天全世界的人都是以心灵诚实敬拜荣耀我们的神的荣耀。
And so we come to the Lord to worship Him with our spirit and with honesty.
然后他的这个第八节，我觉得很有意思啊。他说，他叫神怎么样来带领他呢？
And so the verse 8, what does God lead him?
他说神啊，求你凭着你的公义哈。
And so lead me with your righteousness.
Yeah, 有的时候我们常常说神啊，你应该这样子做，应该那样子做，是凭着我们的公义，是不是？
And very often we tell God what to do according to our own righteousness.
然后他说引领我在这边。
Lead me.
哇，在这个引领啊，我倒觉得像我这种雅各个性的人呢。神他不用引的话，要我自己走，他要叫我怎么走，我可能也不会走。
And so the people, a personality like me, like a Jacob, that lead me to me is very sometimes difficult because I will not follow.
Yeah, 真的，你看到今天在主里面的走路，很多时候都是神他兴起了环境，让你经历他。
Very often, how God leads us is that circumstances we are in and take us, then we experience Him and then we change.
哇，我们的神是不是那个丰盛的爱？是不是我们有没有感觉得到
？Do you experience His abundant love?
神他今天借着环境，不管你的个性是这个以扫或者是雅各。
And doesn't matter that what
you 带到他的正直的路上。
And so it's like a Jacob or Esau that use circumstance that change you.
Yeah, 在这个时候你就看到他是使我因为你的带领使我可以能够在你的走到你正直的路上去。
Because of your leading, make your way straight before my face.
Yeah, 有的时候我们今天从我在想说这个有点从这个二度空间跟三度空间来看呢、啊、常常有的时候我们今天看到一个在二度空间你今天拿一个东西弄一条线你这样去看东西的时候。
And so we can look at things like two dimension.
有的人做东西啊，就是你这样子看过去，等到你跑到另外一个 direction， 哇，它的立体出来了，又是 totally 是另外一个东西。
So if you go to different angle, you see totally different things.
神今天带领我们也是引我们走在我们以为是二度空间的。
And so sometimes we think it's a two dimension when.
但是神他今天真的让我们走的义路是变成三度空间的。
But very often that we lead us in the righteousness is a three dimensional.
所以当我们看到二度空间的时候，我们那时候肯不肯走，这个是我们来决定的。
And so when we see the two dimensional, whether we're willing to follow or not, that's
yeah,
up to us. Yeah,
所以我们真是求主真是帮助我们，让我们放下我们自己的路哈。
And so we're willing to put our own choice.
啊，看到神的这二度空间的时候，你可能不晓得他三度是怎么样子。但只有你走进去的时候，你才经历到这个三度空间的那样子的壮观。
You have no idea what's the third dimensional leading, but once you're willing to enter the second dimensional, you will go to the third dimension.
就是像这个耶稣也是讲，当我们愿意跟随他的时候，我们会经历丰盛的生命，三度的空间的感受就是出来了。
And so we're saying that three dimensional once we're willing to follow him.
然后我们在下面就是第九节跟第十节哈，他就把现今的环境啊交托给神。
And the verse 9 and 10 talk about we're willing to trust God for our surroundings.
Yeah, 在这个地方我们不一定说是当初这个大卫所碰到的这个讲这个亚沙龙，今天我想这跟我们也是一样。
And so not necessarily we experience same thing like his son tried to kill him.
在这个里面他又讲他们讲了九次。
Here talk about they 9 times.
啊，这个也是我们今天看到这个社会的光景。哎呀，这个真是跟神刚才的圣洁完全是不一样的。
And we now lower, nowadays it's just like a totally opposite of God's holiness.
呀，第九跟第十节，他说，因为他们的口中没有诚实，他们心里满有邪恶，他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头献媚人。
And for the, there's no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb, a tomb. They flatter with their tongue.
神啊，求你定他们的罪，愿他们因自己的计谋跌倒，愿你在他们许多的过犯中把他们逐出，因为他们背叛了你。
Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgression, for they have rebelled against you.
呀，我们今天来到神面前，经历了神他的圣洁，经历了我们的交托。
And so if we entrust God and we experience Him,
然后在这个时候，我们就看到我们今天社会的环境。
But then now I look at the what is going on in our environment.
所以我就当我一想看到这个，我们他说他们的舌头没有诚实，我就想到了这些 politician.
So when we talk about the tongue and we think about those politicians,
哇，我们是需要为他们祷告，也甚至有基督徒的 politician 也是。他讲一个事情，因为他为的是想以后出来的另外一个事情。
And very often, even Christian politicians are not, may not be honest.
然后心里这个心里面都存着这个邪恶。
And they are filled with evil.
哇，我就想到我们现在的这个 phishing 的 email 哈、啊，
and just,
常常接到。
You very often you see the scam.
啊，你有常常看到这个有这个经济上，大家是为了经济上得利，他们哎，我有的时候真是。接到中国人的电话
，And very often they is for their financial gain. I very often I receive a Chinese phone calls.
然后有的时候他就说啊，你有一个包裹，现在需要你给我回电话，我那个因为我找不到地址。
And so you need to return my phone call because there's a package for you. I do not have your address.
哦，今天看到今天有人这个他的遗产有一笔钱要给你，
and、
我需要把它转给你。
And someone need to give you inheritance. I need to transfer to you.
哎呀，我真是想再继续接下去。哎，你在美国怎么做这种事情
？And sometimes I really want to continue. Why are you doing those such kind of things?
真是丢我们的中国人的脸呐、啊、
！It's such a shame.
呀，真是有的时候你看他们那些谎言，那个邪恶。哇，我们今天是不是在大卫的时候看得到？今天我们也照样有。
Those lies and those evilness, wickedness that you cannot see it during David's time.
然后我们今天这个人的这个科学，我倒觉得是常常有的时候，这个科学的证据都是在那边，但是问题是你怎么样 interpret 这些证据
？And very often scientific evidence is already there, then depends how you interpret it.
我们在那个 Diablo 的，在我们在核子电厂做事的时候，我们收集很多的资料，像这个有些机器的情形哈。
And very often we, when I was working at Diablo, the nuclear power plant, we collect a lot of data.
所以这些 data 是都是 truth.
And those data are facts.
但是这些的 interpretation。都是看不同人不同的解释。
But individually they can interpret different things.
哇，我们今天特别是对这个进化论在里面解释我们人是怎么来的。哇，这个地方真是我都觉得是有点像这个喉咙是一个敞开的这个坟墓。
And so like evolution depends on how you interpret it. It's almost just the tongue is like a death tone.
Yeah, 我也常常跟大家分享那个罗印金 Tom Lowe。他的东西他就是做一些他做了很多研究，就看到今天社会的创造都是一定是有 intelligent， 因为有智慧的创造。
A friend of us the Tom Lowe who's a PhD that very often he talk about there's a creation
yeah 他都是 intelligent 的 creation， 所以他在这边的时候就可以我们今天基督徒的这个 scientist 这个科学做科学的人我们可以在这个 今天的科学的这些资料里面，我们可以看得到神的作为。
The Christian scientists very often can see God is in their data.
但是你今天看在学校里面，真是他都把它变成了猴子变出来的。
But then when you go to school, that is all based on evolution.
啊，今天多少人相信今天人就是没有意义的碰撞出来的？
And how many people believe that there's just by everything is by accident?
真是他们的喉咙真是敞开的一个坟墓。
And their throat just like an open tomb.
坟墓是什么
？What's a tomb?
是死的，
it、
是一些败坏的。
Is a destruction.
是把它盖起来的。
Is covered up.
但是恶人的却把这个打开的。
But the evil one are always open.
而且它里面呢有一个这个亵渎人的舌头，要把人给掉进去。
And they have the tongue to attract people to fall into it.
小心小心小心，真是我们今天在这个社会上碰到的这种的机会太多了。
And so we have to be very careful and be more careful.
特别是当他会吃我们灵魂的。
Especially those one will swallow our spirit.
就是一些借着科学的资料，我把我们人去不相信神。
And using some of the data to mislead us,to not believe in God.
然后等到最后，这个人也就灵魂都失丧了。
And then we're lost their soul.
但是后来大卫他就说把这个全部的审判权都交给神。第四节。
And then here the verse 10 talk about all the authority given to God.
那以神啊，是以你自己的标准来评论他们。
According to your standard.
让他们的自己的计谋，让他们跌到他自己的计谋里面。
And so they will fall into their own time.
因为他们在你面前没有办法站立。
Because they cannot stand before you.
啊，今天最好的是在后面。
The best is in the end.
Yeah, 所以他就这样回过来了，他就像我们今天这些信主的人。
And then we return back to those people who trust the Lord.
凡投靠你的，愿他们喜乐，时常欢呼，因为你庇护他们。又愿那爱你名的人都靠你欢心。
But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you, let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those who also love your name be joyful in you.
因为这边是一个因为哈，因为你必赐福于义人耶和华啊，你必用恩惠如同盾牌四面的环绕着他。
For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with the favor you will surround them.As with a shield.
啊，我们今天都是神的宝血所买回来的。
We are bought the heavy price by His blood.
不要被刚才世界上面那些险恶的东西把你弄得这个上胆。
And do not be discouraged by the things in this world.
然后让我们活在神他自己的里面。
And continue living Him.
所以他这边说他，你是我的避难所，你是 refuge， 你的避难所。
So He is our refuge.
呀，真是借着神的恩典哈，神借着靠着主的这个恩典，我们可以在主里面可以喜乐。
So we can continue to have joy in His mercy.
不但是可以喜乐，而且可以欢呼啊。
And we can also shout His joyfulness.
哇，你在那个祷告的时候有没有欢呼，看到神的这个作为
？Can you shout out the joyfulness? What He has done for us?
你不要在神面前的，还是就是一句话一句话祷告完了，阿门就走了。
Or you just say your sayings and give the list and say goodbye to Him.
呀，在主在这个里面，神他的庇护
，and that He is our shield.
他是以他的恩典。要为我们四围的盾牌。
He become our shield, become our refuge.
这个盾牌啊，是一个他这边讲是四围的盾牌。今天这个盾牌是可以随便任何地方有这个有箭来的时候，它可以挡的。
He can defend us from all different angles.
然后我们今天在神面前，我想也顺便用下面这个神的话语，然后我们看到我们今天已经神给我们全副的军装了。
And so God already gives us the armor.
他今天不但给我们这些军装，他今天还拿着给我们一个 shield， 是神他自己的 shield， 把我们在围住。
Beside the full armor he gave to us, he also gave the shield.
所以你们看着最少两层的这个保护哈。
He gives two protections.
一样，所以我这样想，我就还是把它念一下好了，因为今天可能有人对圣经不太熟的哈。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装。
So therefore, put on the full armor of God.
哦，让我全部读完好，但后面英文的哈。又用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上， 此外又拿着信德当作盾牌，又可以灭绝那恶者一切的火箭，并带救恩的头盔，就是凭着救恩的哈，我们今天有这个头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的话，要靠着圣灵 随时多方祷告祈求，便要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祷告。
Therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand firm then, with the belt of a true buckle around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith,and with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in spirit of all occasion with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹，我们今天这个，我们今天到神面前，这个每天早上来神面前的祷告，不要真是乱射箭哈。
And so don't become just shooting aimlessly when we come before the Lord in the morning.
你可以借着这个大卫，他跟神的感，这个跟他的关系，我们今天可以感受得到，他今天是有神的保护在我们周围。
When we can sense that the protection God provided for David.
他这边都是一些这个一个一个的不同的东西来保护我们。
And God used all different things to protect us.
然后神。在这个第五章里面，他讲他以他的恩典，这个当做这个的这个盾牌围绕着我们。
And talk about he used a helmet of salvation to protect us.
Yeah, 他今天不但说给我们有这些这个工具。
And beside all those tools to protect us.
但是神给我们的这个环境也都是神的保守。
And also the circumstances and the environment is also His protection.
但是唯一要做的就是，只有我们投靠耶和华的人，我们才能经历到神他的恩典。
Only trusting Jesus can receive that His protection.
Yeah, 所以我想这个我们俩今天讲，我就把它当作三个部分来把它结束哈。
And let's conclude in three areas.
第一个，我想就当我们每天开始一天之前，请耶稣到我们的生命里面来。
Invite Jesus come to our heart every morning.
然后经过我们跟神的接触，我们可以感受到神的，我们敬畏的神。
And because that the encounter with Jesus with God, then we can have this reverent heart.
然后再把这个今天都交给神。
And put everything, look it up, and trust Him.
然后请神他用他的慈爱围绕着我们，让我们经历到他。
And experience God with His loving kindness that surround us.
Yeah, 我在想说，我们教会现在最起码像梅弟兄的店，还有那个嘉颖你们的店，早上大家在一起，这是好的机会。
And so we're just like we have a couple of business at our church. When you start, that's an opportunity.
哇，真是能够到神面前，今天求主听我的祷告，预备我的心。
And come before the Lord and pray to God, prepare our hearts.
然后借着，然后思想神的圣洁。
And meditate on His holiness.
然后求主的赦罪的恩典能够临到我们。
And so ask for His forgiveness.
然后我们决志，我们今天说是我们至于我今天都要完全的信靠主。
And so make a commitment to look it up and trust God.
可能对了昨天的这个有些客人的这个不好，你今天还可以为他们也为这个事情祷告。
And sometimes your customers are not very nice, but then you can pray for them.
然后求主给我们有这样子喜乐，因为我们投靠他。
And because we're willing to trust Him, so that gives us the joy and the peace.
来，我们低头做一个祷告。
And let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you.
主，你今天不但说是拯救了我们，你今天也是把你那个新的生命摆在我们里面。
You say you have saved, you give us a new life.
你今天也是把与你相近的这个渴望，你也摆在我们里面。
You give us a desire, want to be close to you.
哦，主，真是求你自己把我们的时间，真是每天一开始的时间都分别为圣。
And we put our time to set apart.As holy.
主真是让我们在祷告里面，不但说是有我们今天对你讲的话，甚至没有讲的话，主也把你自己的圣洁临到我们。
And beside the words that is audible or non silent, that please let us to be holy.
主真是让我们能够对你真是有敬畏的心，愿意为你活。
And we have a reverent heart, we want to live for you.
真是让我们投靠你的人是有这样子的喜乐。
and whatever who is trust and look upon you, that we have this joy.
主，因为是你是愿意施慈爱的神。
Because you give a moment to our mercy.
求你自己来光照我们。
Continue shine on us.
让我们每一天的生活，每天的祷告，都越来越像你自己的独生爱子耶稣基督的形象。
And so we'll be more like Jesus daily.
主，这是当我们今天生活里面能够真的活出他的甘甜。
And we can live his sweetness.
主，真是能够活出主他的荣耀。
We can live his glory.
主，因为我们自己里面都是一些邪恶的。
Because inside of us is wickedness.
但是我们今天把这些东西都带到你面前，被你自己赦免。
And but we have bring all those things to you. You have forgiven our sins.
借着圣灵。改变我们的生命
through Holy Spirit and change our hearts,
让我们变成一个有力的基督徒
and so we can be powerful through you.
愿意主自己恩待我们
continue to have mercy on us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.